88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Sinla and in Miss Lou.
Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for Jesus. And Jesus, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, we just thank you for this precious opportunity that you have afforded us, that we and all the people under the sound of my voice can come boldly into your presence, my Father, without any sense of guilt or sin or condemnation. For you have washed us white as snow. Even though our sins are like scarlet, yet, Lord, your love for us has washed us white as snow. Therefore, Lord, that we can come into your very presence, like I said, without any sense of condemnation, because you, your Son Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, you made him to be sin on our behalf so that we might be made the righteousness of God, Christ Jesus. And for that, Father, we say thank you. Because of that atonement, Father, and we who were dead in trespasses and sin, hallelujah, glory to God, has been made alive and has been raised up and made to sit with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and dominion and life, Father. And Lord, again, for that, we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. Thank you. And now, the Holy Spirit that was not in us, but around us, because you never left us and you never forsook us, even in our faults and mistakes, even when Adam sinned, you never left him, you never forsook him. Lord, he was spiritually dead. But when Jesus Christ came to this earth, he said, the fullness of time, hallelujah, when the settings was right, when everything was in order, Father, hallelujah, he came and did as you said, redeemed our life of destruction, and made us once again candidates for the Holy Spirit, not to live among us, not to come upon us, but to dwell on the inside of us once again, the same way it was in Adam before he entered the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Glory to God. You made us righteous. You cleansed us from all unrighteousness. So that our temple, which was an unholy temple, as our bodies, which was an unholy temple, has been made holy again. Therefore, Father, by your grace and mercy, your Holy Spirit can once again not dwell among us, but dwell on the inside of us, my Father. So that the original intent, blessing, and purpose, which you have thought of here, because the Holy Spirit living inside of us, we are spiritually alive, Father. Anytime on course toward the original plan and purpose and destiny that you set for our lives. That through us, you will colonize, hallelujah. You will make earth a colony of heaven. So the same thing that's going on in heaven can be going on in the territory that you gave us here, East Carolina. Lord, we say thank you, Lord, for once again putting us back on our son. Now, we would ask, Lord, that you would fill us with the knowledge of your will, your intent, and your purpose, and your plan for our lives, so that we might know what we ought to do, my Father. So we humble ourselves under the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you can have your way. Holy Spirit, lead and guide us into the truth of reality of what it means to once again become and be the sons of and daughters of the Most High God. We humble ourselves under your word, your ministry, for it is you that's in the earth today. Hallelujah. The Father has finished his work. Jesus, you have finished your work. The Holy Spirit, it is you in the earth today that is bringing everything that Jesus Christ did for us into reality in our lives. So we humble ourselves under your leadership, under your ministry. We humble ourselves under your ministry and remember everything that Jesus Christ taught and did for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So right now we just kneel and we say, Holy Ghost, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be. Amen. Amen. And amen. Please, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God, mighty men, Most High God, it is to all of us to come together. You need to know the purpose for this radio broadcast. Hallelujah. It's not a worship service. It's not church as we know it. Hallelujah. It's not the rituals and the ceremonies and the traditions that's in religion. It's not that, you know. And God want to speak to each and every last one of us collectively through this radio broadcast, but also individually. Hallelujah. One-on-one. That's why he summons us and say for us to come through the gates of thanksgiving, come through the course of praise, come through our Sunday services, our Tuesday night, Wednesday night Bible studies, come through this radio broadcast, through it, not around it, not over it, not neglecting it, but through it. The course of praise, the services that we perform, in our worship service, all the way, Father, behind the veil, into your literal presence, my Father, so that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. That's what this radio broadcast is all about. It's about God summoning you, man, pass everything all the way into his presence. Why? Because we want you to come to the knowledge that the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, living on the inside of every last one of us as believers and children of the Most High God. You need to know that power. You need to know of that power. You know, the Bible says in the book of these things. Let's see if I can turn there. In Ephesians chapter 1, you say that you might know the exceeding greatness of the power that has been made available to us. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, living on the inside of you and I. Hallelujah. And I say it again, you know, we need to know of that power. Jesus said it this way, you know. Hey, listen, let me say this first. All the mighty works that Jesus Christ did on this earth, he never attributed none of that to himself. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to recover the sight to the blind, to set the captives free, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the year of Jubilee. All the mighty words that Jesus did, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me. Hallelujah. 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 Listen to this in Ephesians chapter 1. I started at verse 12. that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession be fully manifested to the praise of his glory. Therefore, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. What? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, might give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. Watch this. According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities, all powers, all might, all dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things on earth, which is his body, that's us, the fullness of him who fills all things in him. And you, who were dead in trespasses and sin, hallelujah, which once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's saying, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, just as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us with, even when we were dead in trespass and sin, has made us alive together with Christ Jesus. For by grace are we saved. 1:6. And raised us up, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What he did, boy? He said, for that, Paul said, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I cease not to pray for you, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Why? So that we might know what is the hope of our calling, that we might know what God is doing, that we might know who he is, and that we might know why we're here, and that we might know where we come from, and where we might know, hallelujah, the purpose why God created us, that we might know the potential that's on the inside of us. Hallelujah. What potential? The exceeding great and precious promise of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. And when you believe, we were sealed with that Spirit. That's the guarantee. What do you mean? Again, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit. That's a guarantee that everything that God begun on the inside of us, he'll complete that. Hallelujah. And you need to know that. We need to know that. That's why God called us together again. Radio broadcast, and so that you might know some things. Like, you know what I'm open to say? And listen, we have the power and the responsibility to determine our future. We are the sum total of the choices and decisions that we make every day. But in order for us to make the right choices and the right decisions that will lead us into our God-given purpose, the right decision depends on the quality of the knowledge that we have. Not just knowledge, but the quality of that knowledge. There are two types of knowledge in the area today. There's sense knowledge, the knowledge that we derive from our five sense reasonings. And then there's the knowledge that we derive from our five senses revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. That's why he's so important. That's why we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. That's why he has been sent back again, once again, not just to live among us, but to live on the inside of us. Hallelujah. But who knows the mind of God and what God is? saved a spirit ago. And he's been sent to lead and guide us into the reality of the word of God that he spoke to our life. That he spoke just then, what? That boy, that he has raised us up and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That that same mighty working power that raised him from the dead, living on the inside of you and I. You know how much power that is? You know how much power that is? That means that power inside of us, boy, will enable us to blow up things in our life, to blow up, man, sin in our life, to blow up, man, separation from God in our life, to blow up cancer and AIDS and sickness and disease and poverty in life, man. I'm talking about the dynamite work and power of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, boy, to blow up all the things that Satan has entered us into, boy, through our ignorance and through our lack of knowledge, man, to blow all of that up, blow up poverty, to blow up racism, to blow up everything that's in this earth, boy, that's contrary to the will of God for this earth. Hey, listen, the will of God for this earth is that it be on earth just like it is in heaven. So everything that opposes itself against us, boy, that's the that mighty working power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of us is, boy, designed to remove every burden and destroy every yoke and to blow up every negative circumstance, situation, and self that opposes itself against the perfect will of God for our lives. What you say, Lord, the perfect, the two wheels. The Bible has two wheels. There's the old wheel and the new wheel. The Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is God dealing with his people, but hallelujah, according to his permissive will, what he had to permit to happen and what he had to permit to go on and to deal with it, man, in a way in which, man, I'm talking about he could orchestrate that in a way to manifest, boy, what his perfect will is for our life. So the Old Testament is his permissive will, what he had to permit to happen. The New Testament, boy, is his perfect will. Glory to God. Now, boy, it's time for us as the church and the body of Christ and the believers is to come out of God's permissive will for our lives into his perfect will for our lives. And this is his perfect will for our lives, that it be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. That's his perfect will, that we be just like him, that we have the same character and nature as he do, the same likeness as he do, to function like him. You know how he functions? He functions by faith, to rule and reign over the earth, to have a dominion over the earth. Why, Arthur? So that, boy, the earth might be a colony of heaven. So it'd be on, what do you mean by earth being a colony of heaven? So the same thing that's going on in heaven, man, be going on the earth. Hallelujah. But God originally intended was for it to be on earth like it is in heaven. That's God originally intended. That's what kings do. They want to, that's what makes kings great. They want to extend their territory. So God already was the king of heaven, the territory that he created for him. But boy, God want to extend his territory. What territory is he in? Heaven. Hallelujah. So he created, now heaven is an unseen realm. So God want to extend his territory, want to extend his kingdom to other territories. But there's no other territory for him to extend it to. So he created, Genesis chapter 1, the heavens and the earth. That's the universe. All of the eons of space, all of the galaxy, all of the stars, all of the universe. And he specified a specific place on it, and the earth. So God created a territory, a seen territory. For what purpose? So that he could extend his governing influence to those territories. For what purpose? That he might be in those territories just like it is in his territory. Well, that boy would be a colony of him. But the seen world, the seen universe. Hallelujah. What purpose, God? So that it might be on a seen world just like it is in the unseen world. What's the unseen world? That's heaven. That's God's territory. As far as place of authority. Well, that's where God's throne is, the seat of authority. And what do you want to do? You want to extend that that governing influence of his territory to a territory that he gave us, called the earth. The Bible says the heavens and the highest heaven belong to God, but the earth he gave to man. Lord, pray for God, so that it might be in our territory, just like it is in his territory. That way we pray in our prayer all the time. What it is. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Watch this. First petition. Thy kingdom come. What? Thy kingdom come, O Lord, and thy will be done, Lord. Well, on earth, how? Just like it is in heaven. That's his original intent and plan and purpose. Hallelujah. And it's very important for us as a church boy to come to the knowledge of that. That's why Paul said in Ephesians, you know, that we cease not to pray for us, that we might be filled with the knowledge of God's will and God's intent for our life, that he might give all of us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened day by day by day, that not only we come to the knowledge of God's word and know the knowledge of God's word, but that we might have understanding. Hallelujah. What you mean, Archie? Today, so that we might know what we ought to do. The Bible say, boy, in Chronicles, it says the sons of Hezekiah, boy, they had a knowledge. What? Of the season and the time. They had an understanding of the seasons and the time. For what purpose? So that they might know what we ought to do. What you saying? They had an understanding of the season and the time. Hallelujah. What season and time? That is, man, where God was pouring out his spirit upon all flesh and was bringing mankind out of his permissive will back into his perfect will. Hallelujah. So we might function no longer in the permissive will of God, but begin to function in the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. What's the perfect will of God? That he might dwell in our presence. That he might dwell. How are you going to dwell in our presence? By the person of the Holy Spirit. Through the person of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. How God is going to accomplish all that in our life? He can't do it in and of ourselves. He's going to do it through us, but how are you going to do it through us? We need the mighty working power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. That's why after we believed and received Christ Jesus in our heart, the Bible says, like I read in Ephesians, we were sealed with the spirit of promise. What you mean? I mean, that's a seal. That's the guarantee. Hallelujah. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worked all things according to the counsel of his will. Hallelujah. That's in Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 11. Verse 12 says that we who first trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ should be to the praise of God's glory, in whom also after we trusted, you heard of the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom you have believed Jesus Christ, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Glory to God. Who are faithful to the praise of his glory? But that is, that's God doing the work in the earth today. How he doing it? With his words, by the power of the Holy Ghost. And who he doing it through? His family and son, mankind. That's you and I. He said that you might feel with the knowledge of his will, so that you might know what is the hope of the exceeding greatness and power that's available to us. That we might know what we ought to do, how we ought to live. Hallelujah. We ought to live, man, not trying to get saved, but live saved lives. See, if we're not careful, man, you know, religion is to have us, man, trying to get saved, trying to appease a deity in order to get from him everything that all of our inheritance. But what, that we might know what we ought to do in our season, we ain't trying to get from God. How can I say it? Help me, Holy Ghost. Hey, listen, instead of trying to get saved, we live like we are saved. Instead of trying to get blessed, we are already blessed. And trying to reach God through our works, where God has come down to us and reached out to us. Hallelujah. Instead of trying to live right to get to heaven, where God has brought heaven back to us. The kingdom of heaven back to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? So that we might know and understand that and know how to walk in that. And not only walk in that, in the reality of that. The reality, walking in the reality of that is the manifestation of that in our lives. What the manifestation of what, brother? That it be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. Hey, listen, God ain't created us to have church. He created us to be the church. To be those called out ones, man, who he called out, man, for what purpose, Lord? Hallelujah. To be his kingdom of priests. What's that, boy? His kingdom of representative. Representative of what? Of the kingdom. Not our denomination. Not our church. Not ourselves, not our doctrine, but glory to God. But the kingdom of God, and his will, his righteousness. Let me say it another way. Ambassadors of the kingdom of God. Ambassadors of Christ and ambassadors of his kingdom. What that is? Representative men of him. To represent him in the earth. To represent God in the earth. To represent the character and nature and the life of God in the earth that's on the inside of us, boy, by the person of the Holy Ghost. To represent that, to display that, to show the world that, boy, that's his kingdom of priests. The priest is a representative. He represents man, God to the people, and he represents the people to God. Hallelujah. The ambassador, that's one who has sent man to influence, boy, a territory, with its policies, its way of living, everything else. You take an ambassador from the United States and you can send him to the poorest country on the earth to represent the United States. Let me tell you something, boy. The first thing that the government do is purchase territory. Our bodies are the territory. That's what God, that's a redemption work. God purchased his children back. That's the first thing, boy, that they do. What they do? They purchase territory. And then they put on in a building, an embassy, you know, an ambassador center. And then they send their representatives from the United States to that poor nation. But listen, them ambassadors don't live according to the dictates of that nation. They don't live like that nation do. Even though they're in that nation, they don't live like that nation. Even though we're in this world, we're not of this world. Therefore, we should not live out of the car in this world. We should live out the character and the nature and the world that we come from. Hallelujah. So what they do, he purchased territory, and then they send representative men of this government, the United States, to that territory. And boy, that representative, he live in that territory just like he live in the United States. That might be cardboard houses all around, poverty all around, racism all around, all that stuff. He don't live according to that. He live according to the dictates of the country he come from. He's a representative of the country that he come from. Hallelujah. To influence the country that he is sent to with the policies of the country and in the government of the country that he come from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And listen, the government take care of everything. The government is responsible for everything. So while the other people there are starting around there, boy, he in his, in that territory, in that place where he's at, that territory that he bought, and for his ambassadors to live in, man, they eat filet mignon and living good, man, and driving the best, wearing the best. Yes, Shaq. They go over there and build, man, a mansion. Hallelujah. For the representative to live in. They go over there and build a facility, man, that they can implement, boy, in that country that they're in, all the policies and the government issues and the government way of doing things, hallelujah, in their territory. So he lived, man, listen, he lived the best. He don't live in no cardboard house. He live in a mansion. He ain't worried about what he's going to eat, how he's going to make it, or nothing like that. Why? Because the government take care of everything. The government provide everything for us. Ambassadors don't pay no bills. Man, the ambassadors, the country provides for everything the ambassador needs. Like I said, they get the house. They built that. Who? The government. The ambassador didn't build a house over the foreign country. The government did that. The ambassador don't pay for the food, man, that he eats. The government provides for that. Your pastor don't pay no car notes, no bills, no house notes, none of that. Why? The government pays for everything. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's representing man and the government. It's the same thing in the kingdom of God, boy. He's a representative and ambassador of Christ. It's the kingdom of heaven. But the government of heaven, man, takes everything. First thing, he purchased the house. That was the first thing God did. He purchased the house. What's the house for? Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So he pushed up back with the crimson blood of his son, did. That's redeeming our life of destruction. Hallelujah. That's God, man, purchasing us again, his body once again. And then after he purchased his body once again, then, boy, he dwelt on the inside of us, and breathed on the inside of us, boy, what? The power of the government, man, that we come from. That's the same thing God did. That's the same thing he did. Before he went to hell, the Bible says he breathed upon them and say, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." That's in John chapter 21. Say, "We put the disciples together and place their hand upon each one of them, and he breathed into them the Holy Spirit." That's the member of the Godhead. That's the power of God. That's the ability of God. That's all the supply of God. That's all. That's everything that God is, man. Everything. The essence of Almighty God. Living on the inside of us. That's why I say you need to know the power that's been made available to us through Christ Jesus. What is that, boy? The indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So what he did, he purchased us with his blood. And then Jesus breathed on the inside of us and said, "Okay, now receive me the Holy Spirit and not be on course toward the destination that God has for your life." And watch this. And then on course of that, the government man take care of everything. Everything. The health. How does the baby come up with everything they need? It's the same thing in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And being an ambassador to the government of heaven. But boy, the government pays for everything. Heaven supplies all I need. The government pays for everything. Heaven supplies all. The Bible says, "Me, pays for everything." That's in the early part. It says, "Thanks be unto God who has blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Just as he chose us in hell before the foundation of the world, behold, he chose us in hell without blame. Before him, and covered in his love, having predestinated us into the adoption of the Son, and has made," and I'm going to read in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. "Has predestinated us to the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." Who's doing that? That's God doing all the work. "To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us redemption through the blood of through his blood. Through the forgiveness of the sin. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in his self, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ Jesus, both which are in heaven and which are in earth. In him also we have obtained an inheritance." Hallelujah. "In him we have also obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. So that we who first trusted in him should be to the praise of his glory." What he did, boy, in him we also have an inheritance. What's our inheritance? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, somewhere up in there, it says, "Come, all you who are blessed and beautiful, get your inheritance, the kingdom of God that was prepared for him, the wicked before the foundation of the world." Lord, boy, come get your inheritance. That's why he summons us together here in his radio broadcast. Lord, for what purpose? So that we can come get our inheritance. What's our inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundations of the world. And boy, Jesus Christ is extending Jesus Christ has come and made all that available to us. And because of what Jesus Christ done, In the Most High God, the Father of glory, what you kept is coming on the earth. Open us up, Lord. What you kept is coming on the earth, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. What you kept is coming on the earth, Lord. Enjoy the life of God. Tell you. Everybody, what come up to him, what, boy? Come up to him, made your inheritance. The devil prepared for you before the foundation of the world. When you're not, before the foundation of God, God is not the foundation. Predestination means man, he's not before he's stoned. What you mean, not? You know, and I don't see that much down here in this area here. But when we was in Houston, you know, when you can pay by a piece of property, and then you'll see a big old billboard, and then when that big old set coming, and you would have a picture of the billboard. Let's forget this. One day I was in Houston, man, and I was driving down the road, and I saw a piece of property. And on that piece of property, it had a big old sign on it, and it said, coming soon. And they had a picture of a building that they was, you know, going to put there. But even before you saw the building, man, you saw, man, they showed us a picture of what the building was going to look like even before the building was there. They have on that sign, coming soon, and again, they showed what's coming soon, the building. But wasn't nothing there but land and that picture. But that is, that's predestination. That's showing us the end even before they start. Well, you come back 3-4 months later, man, and dead had building is. Just like that 3-4 months. Hallelujah. Just like the picture. Or what they was advertising, or the billboard, or the sign that they had out for, showing man what's coming soon. And boy, when soon came, there it was, boy, that building that was upon that billboard that was upon that sign. Hallelujah. What that sign was? Predestination. God showed us that they show you the end even before they start. That's what God done. He showed us the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. He finished first, and then he started. That's how awesome he is. That's what Isaiah saw in Isaiah chapter 46. It says this here. Let me turn there and show you this here. Isaiah chapter 46, I think it's around verse 10. Second time I just quoted to you. They say, boy, God has. Now I'm going to read it. 1 second. So we have clarity and understanding. Here we go. Listen, O house of Jacob, and all remnants of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, said the Lord, who have been carried from the womb, even to the all ages. I am he, and even the grass and the hairs I will carry you. I made you, and I will bear you. Even I will carry you and will deliver you. To whom will you liken me, said the Lord, and make me equal to, and compare me to, that we should be alike? He say, they lavish gold out of bags and waste silver on the scale. They hire goldsmiths and make it gold to prostrate themselves. Yes, they worship. They bear it on the shoulder and carry it and set it in its place, and it stands. From that place, it shall move. Watch this here. Remembering, well, let me just continue reading. That place it shall move. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 7. Through one cry out to it, yet it cannot answer. guard saying, you have all these other guards in your crowd to you. He can't handle. He can't do you no good. You got all kind of idols, all kind of other guards. Like, I mean, all kind of other guards. So you cry out to them, you know, and they can't save you. They can't answer you. Nor save you out of the trouble. Verse 8. Remember this and show yourselves, men. Recall to mind, you old, you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none other. I am God, and there is none like me. I declare the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasures, calling the bird prey from the east. What do you say? What do you say it again? Verse 10, I declare the end from the beginning. What do you do? I start first, and then the indication that I've started something is the indication that it's already done. Hallelujah. God has a purpose and plan for our life. The very fact that he brought you to the place is a guarantee, like we said in Ephesians, the Holy Spirit, that for the purpose of this counsel of this will. What is that? So that we might be representative of him. So we might represent him on the earth. Hallelujah. Who? That God that has none like to compare to. What is his will and desire for our life? And that, boy, we represent him, that we be like him. So in Genesis chapter 1, man, God declared the end from the beginning. That's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, that's the big beginning. That's God declaring the end from the beginning. That's predestination. But in Genesis chapter 2, God said, and let's make man in our image and in our likeness, in our character, in our nation, and let them function like us. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, over all the earth. Hallelujah. Boy, what they said, that's the big picture, man. That's a big sign, like I say, that's on that property. That's God showing you the end in the beginning of the Bible. What's the end? Let's make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have governing influence and power and control over the whole earth and everything, man, that consists of the earth, everything that comes from the earth. The birds of the air, the fish, the cattle, every creeping thing. What God did, he made us rulers over the territory that he gave us. He made us ambassadors of his territory. What was he doing? Making us representative, man, of heaven. Where? On earth. For what purpose? So it might be in our lives here on earth like it is in heaven. He didn't create us, man, to have religion. He didn't create us to have church and Sunday service and everything. That's his permissive will. That don't mean that we don't do that and everything else. That means that that's one of God's means to an end. But, so that we come through the religion, through the Old Testament, through his permissive will, back into his perfect will. What's his perfect will? I just read it to you, man. I just see chapter 1. Where, and God created the heaven and the earth and all the earth. And God will be the copy of heaven. And from there, he told him to be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. God planted a garden in Eden. But God planted, put on the earth, boy, a garden where the atmosphere and environment of heaven, man, is in that place. That spot on the earth. And there he placed mankind in that place, in that spot. Boy. And boy, the kingdom of heaven on earth. Hallelujah. What that is, boy, that's God, man, you know. Original plan and intent and desire for mankind. Hallelujah. This is the original intent and desire for all mankind. That's why we say it again, you know, he predestinated us and he declared the end from the beginning. He showed us what things was, what it was really all about in the beginning of the book. He declared the end from the beginning, just like we read in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. Declared the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. You know, as I told other people, and I tell the people, let me tell you something. He who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he going to complete that. It don't matter what happened in between men, the beginning and the end, Lord's counsel going to stand. I'm going to read it again. He says, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. and I will do all my pleasures. You say, well, let me tell you something, bro. What the king say, that's going to go. King say, let's make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the earth, kingship over the earth, rulership over the earth, authority and power and control and influence over the earth. Let me tell you something. If that's what he started, and that's what he said, and that's what he spoke, let me tell you something. Yeah, he's going to fulfill the counsel of Israel. If he said it, boy, it's a done deal. If he spoke it, it's going to come to pass. And that's what he spoke concerning you in the beginning, boy, that you'd be just like him in character and nature, that you function just like him. How he functioned? He functioned by faith. He lived by faith. Hallelujah. What is that, boy? I'm talking about, boy, he believed what he said, and he said what he believed. Glory to God. And he created us the same way, with the same function and ability. That's why the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. Glory to God. And boy, we come back to the light of God's will and understanding and everything else so that we might, man, be like him. And God said, let's make man in our image. And God said that the earth bring forth every living tree. And God said everything that he do, he's doing with his word. And you know who the contractor is to take that word and to build it and manifest it in the earth? That's the Holy Spirit. Remember we read in that book, in Ephesians chapter, Genesis chapter 1, that the earth was born and without shape, and the Spirit of the Lord, that's the Holy Spirit, moved out on the face of the deep and started hovering there. Who is that? That's the contractor of heaven. What are you doing? He working on some material. For what purpose? He could build what man, the owner wants. But so what the Holy Spirit is, he moving on the face of the deep. What are you waiting on? Waiting on material. And God said, that's the material, God's word. And what he did, and God said, let there be life. And there was life. Who manifested that life in there? That's the Holy Spirit work there. What he used? What material he used? He used Jesus. Who is that? That's the word of God. Hallelujah. And where that word of God and where that material and where Jesus come from? That come from the Father. Hallelujah. The Most High God. So that's the Most High God, the Father God, the Son, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit, the power of God, at work in the earth. That's why he say, let us make man. Who? The power, the Holy Ghost hoovering over the deep, man, and over a territory over the earth that was born and without shape, chaos. We get into that in another time, how it got that way. But what the Holy Spirit doing? He waiting on the material. And God said, let there be. And everything that God said, let there be, the Holy Ghost took that word, boy, and manifested it in your life today. Listen, that's the same Holy Spirit that's living on the inside of you and I. That's what God wants us to know, boy, that, hey, listen, the power of the Most High God, just like the Holy Spirit was hovering over the deep and over the darkness and over the chaos and over, man, the disorder that was up on the earth, what are you waiting on? He's waiting on the word. What word is he waiting on? I know any word. He's waiting on the word of God. That's the same power and Holy Spirit that's living on the inside of us. Why are you telling us this order and bringing it to the knowledge of this? So that we might have it, so that we might understand the time and the season, so that we might know what we ought to do, how to live. Instead of live trying to get saved, live like you're already saved. Instead of living trying to get here, start living like you're already here. Instead of living, man, trying to get blessed, live like you're already blessed. Remember I read to you in Ephesians, thanks be unto God who hath, H-A-T-H, that's an old English word, hath done what? Hath blessed us already with all spiritual blessings. Where they at? They're in heavenly places. They're in that place. What place is that, boy? The place that God restored you and I back to. Through, man, what his son Jesus Christ done, through the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ, made us holy again, put the Holy Spirit back on the inside of us, boy, and put us back, man, in that place. What place was that, boy? The Garden of Eden. What's the Garden of Eden? A little carbon copy of heaven on earth. And from that place, God told them to be fruitful and multiply and subdue and replenish the earth. Well, from that place. So, boy, God wants us to come, because the only way we can fulfill our God-given purpose and destiny is from that place. And because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, we have the power, the ability, and the responsibility, man, to carry that assignment out, to get back on course toward that destination that God set for our lives. What destination did he set for our lives? that boy, and glory be to God. Hallelujah. What does that say he said for our life? That we should be kings and rulers over territory that he gave us, and packing it with God's will, God's intent, God's design, God's purpose. What God's intent and desire and purpose and will is, that it be in our life, that he put us back in that place, and that it be in our lives in that place, just like it is in hell. And then to go out through all the earth, man, and manifest that on the earth. Not go into the earth and show the people, man, the Christians or the Christ, but go into all the earth, man, and show the people of the Christians. See, that's what religion does. It shows you, man, you know, the Christians are the Christ. This is religion. What's kingdom? That's instead of showing the people, man, that how Christian live, how Christian act, and what Christian are, instead of showing them our Christian life, we need to show them boy Christ. What? Instead of, man, you know, preaching and showing the world the Christian and the Christ, where our responsibility is to show the world the Christ of the Christian. Jesus said it this way: the writer wrote in the book of Corinthians, I think it's chapter 1, verse 18. It says, "Then again, thanks be unto God who chose us before the foundation of the world." In fact, let me read that to you. Let me just turn that in the 2 minutes that we have left in the book of that is. Just one thing. And just read some scripture to you in Galatians. It says, Paul, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, not from man nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God, the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me. To the church that's at Galatia. And let me say it another way. To the church that's in our area where we live. Who the church? That's not the building. That's us. He said, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. I'm in the wrong book. I want to read to you, man, you know, in Colossians. I stopped in Galatians. But let me get to Colossians and show you something. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful, that's us, brethren in Christ, who are at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, for which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. What gospel? The gospel of the kingdom of heaven. What's the gospel of the kingdom of heaven? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what Jesus Christ come preaching. Hallelujah. Which has come to you, and it also is in the world. What? The kingdom of heaven. And it brings forth fruit, as it also among you, since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. As you learn from Ephesus, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ Jesus on your behalf, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. And for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. That's the part of praying for all of the church. But what are you praying? We do not cease to. Also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you might be filled with the knowledge of God's will for your life, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, and growing in the grace of God. Hallelujah. That's growing in the knowledge of God's will for our lives. line up on line and precept up on the precept, little by little by little, stretching with all might according to his glorious power, for all patient and long-suffering with joy, hallelujah, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life, that has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the dear Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins. And he is the image of the invisible God, the first over all creation. So what he did, boy, he translated us out of the kingdom of darkness back over into the kingdom of the dear Son. What he did, he delivered us from this kingdom of this world system that we live in and put us back, boy, in the Garden of Eden, the secret place of the Most High God, the promised land, the place where the list of presence of the Lord is. Heaven is. What he did, he translated us out of the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of ignorance, not knowing that. That's why, whenever you see the word darkness in the Bible, it means not the thing that we don't know. It is not sin that's destroying man, the church. It is not the devil. The Bible says in the book of Hosea that what's destroying mankind? Hallelujah. They lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge of what? Of what God is doing. In his way of doing what he's doing. How? They're being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. What knowledge, man? You know, man, the knowledge of God. What is that, boy? The gospel of the kingdom. What's the gospel of the kingdom? That God has redeemed our life from destruction. And not only has he redeemed our life from destruction, but he has translated us out of this world system that we live in over into, boy, the world system that he created for us to live in. Boy, the presence of the Lord, operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. And in doing that, then the works that Jesus did shall we do also, and greater works shall we do. Hey, listen, as I close, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. The Spirit of the Lord that's in us want to come up and on us. They want to let the world know that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world back unto himself, not imputing our trespasses against us, not holding our faults and mistakes against us. Hallelujah. But, and has given us that ministry, what, to go into all the world and let the world know that the kingdom of heaven, boy, is within your reach. It's among you, and all you got to do is grab a hold to it, believe it, and receive it. The Bible says, ever since we heard of your faith and your love for the Lord and his mankind, then you will seal with that spirit of promise. Glory to God. Hey, listen, we're going to continue this, man, but all God wants you to know in this broadcast today that, boy, you got some power on the inside of you. And as we grow and learn how to tap into that power, what power? The power of the Holy Ghost. Then he's going to lead us into all of the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. But in these last days, God is looking to and fro the earth, looking for men that he can show himself strong on. In these last days that we live in, we that people that God is raising up for to show himself strong on our behalf, to be his representative, be his ambassador of his kingdom upon earth. That's you and I. Hey, listen, my wife, Gail, and I, we love you with the love of the Lord, and we pray God's best for your life. What's that? That you too might be filled with the knowledge of God's will for your life, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that you might know what is the hope of your calling and the exceeding greatness of the power that's on the inside of you, so that it might begin to operate in it and manifest it in it, and therefore bring glory to God in the earth. Hey, listen, if we could be of any help to you, you can contact us at 713-870-3776. That's Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry, Arthur and Gail Lavelle. We love you with the love of the Lord. And again, praise God's best for your life. That it be in your life here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Hey, God bless you. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel
free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. So our phone number is 713-870-3776.